Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. This is News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. The end of the ad break rudely interrupted myself and Dermot Bannon talking about pens.
Pens. All that's going on in the world.
So exciting. Yeah. You know, middle age kind of creeps up in you, doesn't it?
Oh, well, you're not as middle aged as me.
Talking about pens. Anyway. Dermot is here because he is working with the Simon community again this year as part of their Open Door. So this is the RIAI Simon Open Door Initiative. We've got a little prize we want to give away in a moment. We'll tell you about it. But what is the Open Door?
So basically, this is our 21st year. And the premise of it is, and I think most people in the country know about it at this stage. They just don't know when it's on. So it's a little reminder.
Yeah.
So architects up and down the country all of next week are giving up time slots as consultations. So it's a chance for anybody, any member of the general public, to book a 1 hour slot with an architect to ask them absolutely anything. And what I love about this event people are a little bit overwhelmed now. They're getting into designing an extension because there's so many things that weren't there maybe even 5 years ago. Heat pumps, retrofits, vacant homes grants, dereliction grants, Croíochána. There's so many things that you can avail of and that they're unsure of. And even like sticking an old extension onto the back of the house is not what it used to be. Do you have to carry the underfloor heating the whole way through? Is that the best thing to do? Do I need solar panels? What are solar panels? What's the difference between solar panels, PV panels? I haven't as much money as I thought I would have. I didn't think it would stretch. My budget isn't as much as I thought. I thought I was going to get a 7-bedroomed house and actually it looks like it only stretched to a 2. How do I make that work?
Yeah.
You know, it's all of these things. That, like it is, construction at the moment is complicated and it's difficult. And I think for people starting off any project, it's good. Book yourself an hour. You can ask them any questions. There's no judgment. Like if I've had people come into me just over storage. Like, how do I make this work? From knocking down a wall, building an estate, or even designing a house. And I'll go through them a very basic outline of how they should design that house within an hour. But you can get it done. You can give them a good direction. So I think it's people don't mind what you talk about when you come into them. So it's a really good opportunity.
Okay, I want to ask you a couple of things about that. But just if people want to book one of, you've got three slots we're giving away.
I'm giving away three of my slots on the show to your listeners.
So you've got to text in now. You've got a few minutes to do it. Text in the word Dermot and then your own name. That's all you have to do. We'll have your number after you text in. So just text the word Dermot and then your own name and we will pick three people out and then you're going to have to donate €125 to the Simon community, to this open door platform. The Simon community will be in touch with it. They'll share all the details of that. I don't need to. But anyway, that's the long and the short of it. If you text in Dermot and your name, 53106, that's the number, 53106, text it into that number. We're going to pick three people out and Simon will be in touch about how you donate, and then you get Dermot for an hour.
And for anybody else...
You get an architectural consultation with Dermot for an hour.
Be careful what you're promising there.
Yeah.
Well, I'd nearly do it. But anyway... But for anybody else who would like a consultation and are maybe don't get through on this or whatever, or if they want to use a local guy, if you log on to RIAI Simon Open Door... Now, that's a bit of a mouthful. So if you just Google Simon Open Door, it'll get you to it, right? And it comes up with a map and it shows the regions. It shows your county, it shows your town, and you can click on. And I suppose the beauty now compared to maybe 10 years ago is that if there wasn't a slot available in your town, you can now do it online with somebody. So if there's somebody available, if there's three slots left and you really want to talk to somebody, you can pick that slot and they'll do an online call with you, and you can ask them anything.
So 53106 is the number, Dermot, and then your name, and we'll pick three people before the end of the show. Have you ever had people follow up with you on foot of these in the past to say, remember that kind of quick sketch we did in the back of the envelope? We did it in an hour. Yeah. We actually built pretty much that house.
Oh no, they've come back to the office. No, one person did. One person came back to me a few years later and they built a kind of a version of it.
Yeah.
But it was the principle of it, but they could have done it using me the whole way through. But
really? Okay, yeah, exactly.
No, but do you know what I think is great as well with this is, you know, sometimes like, you've built a house and I don't know how recent it was, but
finished 2.5 years
ago. 2.5 years ago, so it's probably still a bit painful for you, but the relationship with an architect is really important, and sometimes people don't know who to choose in a town or a village or in a city. So it's a good it's a good investment to maybe see two or three people.
Yeah,
and see who do I click with, who gets me, who can I kind of ring and kind of have a really kind of serious chat with them about stuff. So I think if you're trying to choose an architect, pick the architects that you'd like and then go and see a couple of them.
Yeah, we met three different architects.
And grilled them.
And got a sense of... do you know what we tried to get a sense of how much they got a sense of us, is kind of what you want to get a feel for them.
Yeah.
And so it's just a personality thing. It's no reflection on the architects you didn't pick, but it's just how their personalities
work. Is. And look, I suppose we're all trained to do it, but if you've got a connection, if kids are the same age, if they've been through stuff and that you've been through, I actually think you learn more about a client through just the normal chat. So when I'm sketching for people, I'll be asking them where they go on holidays. How many people do they generally invite over for dinner? I'll throw in these random questions to get a sense of who they are.
Yeah.
Because everybody, when they come in with a written brief, that'll be a lie. You know, that'll be the Facebook version of themselves.
Yes.
How they want the world to see them.
Yeah.
But when you get into it, like they say, oh yes, we'd like to enter.
That's it. I was going to say about the entertaining thing.
The entertaining
Everybody
thing.
Everybody imagines they entertain people.
As soon as I get a house done, I'll entertain. I said, well, how many dinner parties did you have last year? That would be none. Okay, right. You're not going to do it next year. So. But then you turn out that they surf their real need is to have somewhere to hang up 10 wetsuits. You know, because they're thrown all over the garden. So you have to find out what they're into, what they're not into. Because if you can solve somebody's real needs, it'll have far more of an impact on them than the fictitious lives that they think they live when they get the house done up. Because it is one of the biggest things. That, oh, yeah, well, we don't know. We don't have people over to our house, but we will once it's done.
Yeah. Will Dermot come to France to help with another Dermot on flights? Somebody, you're filming at the moment, are you? The latest season?
I came from a house today in Raheny.
So how over budget are you?
I'm not allowed to say.
So yeah,
how did you know I was?
Come on.
Yeah. So
how did I know? This is about the 18th season. That's how I know, Dermot.
Today was the day where we showed them the design.
Oh yes.
So I've had a pain in my stomach all day with the.
Are you nervous before them?
Always.
Yeah.
I still, 18 years later, can't get over that. I still have a pain in the pit of my stomach until the drawings, and I still. I remember in college, I used to pin my work up on the wall and talk 100 miles an hour just to get to the end of it. I still do a little bit. Like they always ask, can you do that a bit slower, Dermot? Can you do that a bit slower?
What did you say this room was here?
So I put the drawings in front of them, and it's the only part of Room to Improve that I get actually really panicked about.
Yeah.
And it all brings me back to those days in college when I pinned my work up on the wall and you had tutors, and I kind of just feel like the eyes are drilling through me, and like the reactions can be good, bad or indifferent, and you don't know. So today was a good day, I think.
Not so panicked though that you'd stick to the budget, no? No, anyway. Listen, speaking of budgets, it's very, very cheap, really. €125 is the donation that
all of the money goes to the Simon community. Yeah. You can only book your consultation through the website, and all of the money goes to every cent, and it's a brilliant event.
Yeah, so wherever you are in the country, if you go to the website, as Dermot said, the easiest thing is just Google Simon Open Door, RIAI Simon Open Door, but just Google a version
of
that.
And it gets you straight to the website, and the website is really easy to use.
So you'll find architects wherever you are. If you want Dermot himself, you still have a couple of minutes to text in. Text Dermot and your name to 53106, and you could sit down with the man himself. Dermot, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.